I always say that Trayvon was my hero. He saved my life.
Trayvon Martin's father, Tracy Martin, gave opening comments at the first hearing of the recently formed Congressional Caucus on Black Men and Boys.
And not to be there in his time of need, it's real troublesome not to be able to save my son's life.
Martin says he's glad the case has people talking and asking questions, such as,
what can we do as parents? What can we do as men? What can we do as fathers? What can we do as mentors to stop this from happening to your child?
The caucus was formed in March, and Wednesday's hearing was scheduled before the verdict in the George Zimmerman trial came down. Speakers at the hearing were asked to discuss the challenges facing today's African-American boys, teenagers, and men.
Access to high-quality early education for African-American boys especially can be the difference between a pathway that leads to the White House and one that leads to the jailhouse.
That's David Johns, executive director of the White House Initiative on Educational Excellence for African Americans. Dr. Michael Eric Dyson is an author and professor of sociology at Georgetown University.
What do teens who are black and male face in our culture? Well, let's be honest, there's a cultural backdrop. All black people live under suspicion.
And former Congressman and NAACP President Kwesi Mfume recalled the first time he heard a particular racial slur directed at him.
I fear one day that even my grandsons will be called the same thing, not because they've done anything at all.
Tracy Martin says 50 years from now, he wants his son's name to live on as the name of a law
that says you can't simply profile our children, shoot them in the heart, kill him, and say that you were defending yourself.
D.C. Delegate Eleanor Holmes Norton is co-chair of the caucus.
Some of us believe that stand your ground laws are such a clear and present danger to African American boys and men that the only remedy should be to roll back these laws.
Dr. Michael Eric Dyson wants to hear more from the commander-in-chief.
Mr. Obama wrote one of the most brilliant memoirs on race we have. It would be like Michael Jordan was in the White House but couldn't talk about basketball.
And Congresswoman Frederica Wilson of Florida had this to say.
I'm hoping today, when we leave this room, we leave with a commitment that these boys are not to be feared. They are to be loved.
Michelle Bash, WTOP News.